Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf's Daf and Practice Series. There's a question that comes up fairly often, where someone's making a bris, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, that a baby boy, and the eighth day they want to make a bris. But it's not so simple for the relatives, for the relevant parties, to come to the bris, to an early morning bris. Now, why would someone want to make a bris early in the morning based on the Gemara in today's Daf? Yuma Dav Chav Ches, the Gemara towards the top of Yuma Dav Chav Ches, on base quotes from a Braisa, Uve Yom Hashmini Yima Busar Lasa, the Pasuk says, on the eighth day, you should perform Bris Mila Milamid. This comes to tell you, Shekol Hayom, Kosher Mila, the entire day you're able to do the Bris. It doesn't have to be specifically in the morning. The eighth day, any time of the day is good. However, Ela Shezrizin Umakti Mila Mitzvahs. We should rush, we should try to do the mitzvah as soon as possible. And the Gemara learns that from Avram. When he came to do the Akedah, he vayashkim, he woke up early in the morning in order to perform God's commandment. So too, whenever you perform a mitzvah, and specifically in this context, when you're performing a bris milah, you should do it as early as possible in the morning. The question is discussed historically among the poskim. When you have a tension between performing bris milah early in the morning, zrizim akdimin lemitzvahs, on the other hand, you have a competing value of Berovam Hadras Melech. Performing it in front of many people is a hiddur to a mitzvah. Whenever you perform a mitzvah, there's a hiddur. It's a better way of performing a mitzvah when you perform it in front of a lot of people. And the truth is that this tension of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs, to doing it quickly at the earliest possible time, as opposed to doing it in a better way, in a hiddur way, comes up in many other areas of halacha as well. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, there's a hiddur to do a Motzei Shabbos when you're wearing Shabbos clothes. On the other hand, you're pushing off the time from the earliest possible time, building a sukkah. Some people have the practice, the minhag, to build a sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur, but you could have done it earlier, so you're pushing off, you're compromising, you're zrizim makdim lemitzvahs for this other hiddur. And each case is not simple, but the overarching principle, it seems the poskim assumes, is Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs usually does take precedence. And that's why when it comes to bris, most people try to do the bris as early as possible, even though certainly if you do it at a later time, it's more likely to have a larger crowd and there will be a hiddur of Berovam Hadras Melech. But the question is slightly different when you have a family member, if you have a father, a grandfather, someone who it's very important, or mother or grandmother, it's very important for the family members that this person is there. It's not really so accurate to describe the tension that we have between Zrizim Akdimin LeMitzvahs on one hand as a value, on the other hand, you have Hidur Mitzvah. Over here, it's not a question of whether to perform the mitzvah in the best way, to perform the bris milah in the best way in an ofen of Zrizus or in an ofen of Hidur. Rather, you have a totally outside value of hurting someone's feelings or yourself feeling good. And the implications of that and performing the bris without your parent could be extremely insulting. So that's not the typical discussion of Berov Am against Zrizim Akdimin, but it's a whole different discussion. Many poskim say one way, some poskim say the other, and everyone should obviously consult with the rabbi who they ask their questions to for this question as well. Everyone should have a wonderful day.